Cardi and Offset prove there's no beef while Chance the Rapper announces his split. We get ready to sit down with JoJo Siwa, talk about the top songs on TikTok, take a look back at the Hot 100, and tell you a country artist you need to watch. Happy Thursday, April 4th, and welcome to Billboard News. We have a jam-packed show today, but boy, is it fun. Let's kick things off with the news. Here's three things you need to know in rap. Cardi is no stranger to internet beef, and when she got into it on Twitter, some fans thought Ice Spice caught a stray. But Ice Spice said there was no offense, and Cardi asked her to drop the pics they took at the Vanity Fair party. Then Ice blessed our timeline with these snaps. Nothing but love here. We love to see it, and I'm sure most people love to see it too. Speaking of rap beef, if you thought Offset and Quavo were on the outs, these Migos prove they're still amigos. Offset posted a birthday message to his bandmate saying, "Happy G-Day, my brother. Love you for life," with a throwback photo of them and Takeoff. So if you thought there was drama here, don't worry, it's far from messy.
I said, "Carisha, please, cause she too messy."
And Chance the Rapper and his wife Kirsten have decided to go their separate ways. Chance posted the following message to IG to let their followers know they're getting divorced, saying, "We came to this decision amicably and with gratitude for the time we spent together. God has blessed us with two beautiful daughters who we will continue to raise together. I can't even imagine having to navigate something like this on such a public stage, but we wish them the best." And now to someone that's making all the news headlines lately. Tomorrow we have JoJo Siwa, and she's releasing her brand new track, Karma.
There is nothing more ballsy than this song. I mean, it is my favorite song that I've done.
We talked to her about the new track and video.
We're going as big as we possibly can, and then, you know, somehow we'll go bigger. But we don't know how, but we'll figure it out eventually.
It's inspiration.
It's no secret that my transition is heavily inspired by Miley Cyrus.
And genre.
I said it back in the day when I first signed with Columbia. I said, "I wanted to start a new genre of music." And they said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, called gay pop."
And if there was a gay pop wedding, who would be in it?
I love Billy. Like, literally fucking marry me tomorrow, please. Like, would, yeah.
Come back tomorrow to watch us dance and talk all things JoJo on Billboard News.
Like it or not, you're gonna look.
So excited for that. But for now, let's put our thing down, flip it, and reverse it for a little history lesson. The song, "I Will Survive." The artist, Gloria Gaynor. On this week's Chart Rewind, we head all the way back to March 10th, 1979. The massive breakup hit went to number one on the Hot 100 that year and spent 3 weeks at number one. It was Gloria Gaynor's first and only number one hit, but it had a huge impact that would last for decades. She earned one more top 10 in her career, Never Can Say Goodbye, which reached number nine also in 1979. But it's her song, "I Will Survive," that cements her place in Hot 100 history. From the past to the future, here's what's going down on the talk. Three new songs break into the top 10, but who's got the top spot?
I think of you all the time.
Alec Olsen's "Someday I'll Get It" holds on to number one on the TikTok Billboard Top 50 for the chart posting April 4th. Elsewhere on the chart, Sexy Red climbs from 12 to 5 with "Get It Sexy." It's Sexy Red's third top 10 hit on the chart. At number 8 is Adrian Linker's "Anything," which has a lot of other musicians making covers. And Floyd Mentor and Chris MJ jump from 16 to 9 with "Gotta Only." Which has everyone lip-syncing. Every Thursday, Billboard will bring you the verified list of the hottest songs on TikTok by monitoring music discovery and engagement on the platform in the United States. To find the TikTok Billboard Top 50 each week, users can simply go to any sound detail page and tap the top right button to access the charts page. And you've probably seen him living it up on the talk. Here's our next country artist to watch. From X Factor,
"I've been thinking about this all day long,"
to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter,
"I'm going down south just for fun,"
Willie Jones has all the swag and the voice to match it, which is why he's one of our country artists to watch.
"I need something to dance to."
If you're looking at the future of country, look no further than Willie Jones.
Crawfish with the cornbread, yeah, this is real as it gets.
Representing Louisiana, you can hear the church and the back porch in his soulful voice that we first heard on X Factor in 2012. Fast forward to his debut album right now.
When you're living as a black man, it's a different kind of American dream.
And the way that he fuses country, hip-hop, and pop seamlessly, it's no wonder Queen B needed him on a track and their voices blended perfectly.
From the cowboys and Clovis and the rodeo circus.
So head to a dive bar and buckle up for more Willie Jones.
We gon' turn this club into a dive bar tonight.
And whoop, there it is. Come back tomorrow as we kick off the weekend with JoJo, new music, and our last country artist to watch. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.